been so long since we've been together at this time, we ought to have a roll call here, don't you think, Bob?
I'm Bob.
Yeah, Ray and Bill. Ken.
Now you've covered up our introductions, our names. Could you let us say them again?
I'm Larry J. Lippy Hummenhill.
Carlton L. Crumliff.
At the piano, of course, Doug Sturdley. And at the organ, Felicia Floodgate, substituting for Ken Wilson.
And so it's a very happy good afternoon, friend.
Hi there. Yes, it's the
Nervous Laugh Program.
We're going to be laughing now for the next 20 minutes. 5, 10, 15, 20 minutes. And you're going to have all you can do to keep your sides together.
This is going to be one of the funniest things you've ever heard.
Just
ever
as
heard
we're looking through the script now, we can hardly contain ourselves.
Over here on page 7 is a very funny joke. Look at this one on page 7.
Oh, please, that is not the script.
Oh,
no.
No.
No, this is the format for the Sunday morning kids program.
That's funny, though. It's funny, but I don't think we should do that, do you?
Why not?
Well, if we do a children's program this afternoon.
Yeah, let's do a kids
program. Well, why don't we sign it on in the proper way, though, huh?
All right. Yes, kiddies, that means Alice in Wonderland. And we'll...
That's our story for today, isn't it?
But speaking of that bugle call, you know what our crowd does?
What?
Well, we all get together and we go out to Wonderland Revere.
Oh, boy.
What an evening we have. And
what
all,
an idea.
All for a quarter. That's a piece. Quarter apiece, our whole crowd. And we walk into Wonderland, and we have more fun out there than you can ever imagine.
What do you do when you go to Wonderland?
Well, we get a program.
Uh-huh.
And then we...
That costs money, of course.
Yeah,
they don't
we,
give those away.
Then we go over by what they call windows.
Oh, yeah?
And they
keep those windows clean, do they?
Sparkling clean, with
mm-hmm.
red cap.
Yeah.
Pretty fresh are. Oh, you don't use that for that?
No.
Then you, what you do is you pass... Oh, I don't know, what is it? What do they call that?
Money.
You pass... You pass mm-hmm. money into, a kindly-looking gentleman inside, and you tell him that, I think Ray Dory will win. What are all the hand signals going on? I can't concentrate, Bob, if you're going to...
I'm listening. Go ahead. Ray Dory will win.
Bet on Ray Dory,
yeah.
You see, and then if Ray Dory
did
wins...
Did he race last night? He looked awfully tired this morning.
Didn't he?
He
couldn't hit a high note there when he tried to sing Cheery Berry Bean. Well, anyway, for that little quarter, you see 10 breathtaking dog races. Hold your breath.
Don't hold your breath too long, though.
You see, the most dramatic spectacle in the world of sports, friends, is dog racing, and you have a big, exciting evening at Wonderland Revere. You can go by MTA, you can drive, and it's easy either way. In parking, why, it's free at Wonderland.
It's fun.
You'll really be thrilled as you see America's finest and fastest greyhounds flash over the track in the sport they love. The Daily Double closes at 7:30. The post time for the first race is 7:45. So why don't you get your crowd together tonight and meet our crowd, and we'll all
meet at Wonderland
and have a picnic.
Have a grand time.
I thank you.
Today, incidentally, we have a McGee's commercial. You don't want to miss that. That will be up a little bit later. That always provides us with practically 5 minutes of the show. A lot of fun and everything.
Well, we have young Kenneth Wilson, who's down here this morning, from Lebanon, New Hampshire, and he's brought a...
That isn't the same one I have known.
No, this is another one. And he has brought along a companion of his who plays at the piano. And,
Oh, yes. Got a write-up on the happy wall.
Your cousin, huh?
Wonderful. Your cousin writing a column now?
Sherm Feller. Cousin Sherm has written him a nice column on the happy walls.
Well, he says nice things about
that Sherm. That song is... catching on like wildfire.
How did you fellas find yourself with this hit on your hands?
I mean, Bill, I remember you appeared on the Yankee Kitchen program that immediately precedes this by 5 minutes or so. That is, they get off at 1:30, and then, of course, we have the regularly scheduled farm show there at 1:30, and we come on 1:35. Am I right there, Bob?
Yes.
Yeah. And I heard you and Ken one afternoon, and I want to tell you that I had my ear glued to the receiver all that time.
Excuse me, you still have it glued to the receiver. Do you want me to get the receiver off there?
Better, Bob. Well, it's only a small table model.
Okay. What's going on here? Is there a train coming in or something?
What's all the activity in here?
If we're boring all of you people, we can leave.
We're making too much noise for all these individual conversations.
There's fewer of us than there are of you, you know.
Well, we'll leave. We'll leave.
We'll be glad to go. We'll walk right out.
That's what you want. Scram!
Okay, all right.
That's the way you feel about it.
So long.
So long. Take over, Ken.
Take over, you fellow. Play music. Entertain.
Recognize that Dancing in the Rain, beautiful new ballad played by Ken and Bill.
Uh-huh. Now we have a word from two fellows. See, are there two on this one, or three, or one?
What is it? I'll probably
find out.
Here's the break you've been waiting for. It's the break in prices you've been waiting for. It's Melnick Brothers' record-breaking sale, one-third to one-half off on all nationally advertised merchandise. It's bigger than New York, the most sensational price slash that ever hit Boston. Yes, Boston, 5 Bromfield Street, where Melnick Brothers have dared to cut the prices on fair-traded items, nationally advertised watches, Bulova, Benrus, Groen, Longines, Elgin, at half, yes, half the regular price. Savings of from $13.75 to over $97. And Melnick Brothers alone are selling famous silver plate. Rogers 1847 Community at savings of up to $54.50. Big name electrical appliances at just a fraction of their real cost. Sunbeam irons for $9.97. Mixmasters at a saving of $15.50. Go there now. Melnick Brothers is open until 9 p.m. every evening with hundreds of items you've always wanted. Remember, that's Melnick Brothers' record-breaking sale and only Melnick Brothers, jeweler since 1930. One flight up at 5 Bromfield Street, corner of Washington. For the price slash cost cut bargains that are making jewelry store history.
Hi, up. Well, there we have the. That was one of the little skits that we had planned for this afternoon.
That was our workshop company. They'll be appearing in their own music circus one of these days.
That was a commercial, those of you who are wondering. And I thought, what's that? Will you please leave the control room?
You confuse us more than any three people around here. We can't
concentrate,
put our minds on our works.
Please leave immediately. All right, now then, what were you saying, Bob?
Well, you were going to speak to this gentleman over here.
Oh, sir, yes. Would you come up here and sit down at the table? You are a member of what we call here the studio audience, am I right? what is your name?
Fred Fieber.
Fred Fieber, and you, and where do you live?
I enjoy this program immensely.
Where do you live, Fred?
Huh?
I said, where do you live?
Right here in town.
Here in Boston?
Florence, yeah.
Well, do you come into Boston often?
No.
You don't?
I listen to you every day.
You like
it? Those two fellows could be as funny as they are.
Who's that?
Ken and Bill.
Well, they are.
They play funny.
Do you think they play funny?
How can they play funny every day?
Well, of course, that's what the program calls for. Funny.
One song.
Everything has to be funny on the program. Everything has to be funny. A funny organ and piano player.
That kills me.
Yeah. Well, what, you're here in town on business or anything?
Huh?
You're going to consult with Dr. Conan over at Harvard? Or what has brought you to town, exactly?
No.
No what?
Hmm?
No what?
I don't know what. What?
Well, I was asking, did you come in town to talk it over or talk something over with, say, President Conant or...
Is he president now?
Yeah. Well, who was president the last time you heard?
Well, that's a good question.
Well, Fred, you're adding nothing to our show.
I know.
What did I bring...
Carrying on in the same old tradition.
Well, Bob, what did I bring him up here for?
I don't know, Ray.
What should I do, pay him or what?
Sure, pay him.
Well, come over here, Fred, and we'll pay
you. Okay, am I going to get paid now?
Yes.
Well, you're going to get paid good.
You're going to get just what you deserve.
Oh, good, then. All right.
Sure. Right after the program, we'll take you into the next studio.
Okay,
and
good.
Pay you off, but good.
Oh, swell. Oh,
fine.
Well, I'm going to get paid.
You bet.
All right.
In fact, you're going to get it with interest.
Okay.
Yes, all right, Fred.
Hold on.
Fred Fieber, our guest in Lawrence.
The Red Lion Inn is historic. It was built in 1704.
Well, anything would be historic if it was built in 1704, because that was when much of our historic was written.
It's down there in Cohasset. Have you seen that fellow in front of the motor mart, and on his cap it says hysterical guide?
Yeah, I guess it's spelled wrong.
The Red Lion Inn is in Cohasset Center. You
that
get
same
there.
Fella, told me that he just had a trip to California. I chatted with him one morning, and he...
On the sightseeing bus?
Well, no, this particular fellow, he'll take you individually sightseeing. In other words, he'll take you in your car, and he knows just where to go. Now, this is serious, and he just...
What an idea.
He was explaining to me that somebody was visiting here in Boston and came from California, and they bought a new car.
I see. Mm-hmm.
That's why they drove all the way, and they got a new car in Detroit.
Know what kind of a car this was?
No, I don't, Doctor.
Well, don't mention the name.
He drove them back because they were tired of driving. He drove them back to California.
Wasn't that nice of him, huh?
Had a nice time out there, 2 or 3 weeks, and they paid his fare back. I was thinking maybe I ought to do
that
myself.
That's a good business to be in.
It'd be wonderful. Sure. But getting back to
this hysterical Red Lion Inn, you go down Route 128 or 3A to Cohasset Center.
Or in the case of Bob Elliott, you take both routes at the same time.
You'll find, when you get there, a charming and congenial atmosphere. What kind of a drive in the country is it?
Well, usually peaceful.
And restful and lovely. And what kind of service do they have there?
Courteous.
Beverages of what?
Beverages are sturdy.
And the prices, of course, are...
moderate.
They have special old-time plank steaks, 3 inches thick, their specialty. And they have personal experiences. What? Oh, well, that's us.
I remember one time I was down there. What did I have the night? When I was down there, I didn't have the 3-inch thick special...
Chicken, maybe? That's good there.
Yeah,
I had that last night.
Magnifique, yes.
Wonderful, yeah.
That's what I had. Mm-hmm.
So, and the weekend is a wonderful time.
You know, when I get elected governor, and I wish you wouldn't start the boom yet, folks. I'll tell you when it's
time. Don't vote yet. It's not time yet.
One thing I'm going to ban is in restaurants, when you order turkey, no more stuffing.
No?
You know, no.
Afraid of that,
The stuffing is out on the... you get a whole plate full of stuffing and some...
A little veneer of turkey. Okay.
Well, you can read the daily paper through the slice of white
meat. That's right. How do they slice it that thin? That should be a good business to be in.
I don't know how they do
making those slices for turkey and restaurants.
They can really slice it mighty thin. No, Remington wouldn't do that. No.
Who was it, Maloney Motors? He said, no matter how thin you slice it, it was still Maloney.
I think it was, Bob.
I believe that was the famous phrase we originally...
No, we brought that phrase up to them to sell.
No, they didn't like
that
one. That's
what happened.
They didn't take that one.
No, they took the other one.
And another one we had, we tried to sell to some cigarette concern, was be the man who smokes one.
They didn't think that was very good.
No.
Or such and such a cigarette is good. That was one.
We thought that was it.
I thought that one up. But,
I mean, it's simple. You could remember it easy.
Sure.
But for some reason, they didn't go for it. And
or I like such and such cigarettes. They didn't think that was very good.
Or they're snazzy.
They didn't like that word because it would be hard if it was on a billboard and you were passing by. You wouldn't know just what the word was. But actually, if it's an eye-catcher...
Howdy, Bob and Ray. Can't
we'd have
Bill,
something.
Charlie.
Hello, Tex.
Hello, Tex.
Say, what are you doing? Did you bring the banjo today, or is that your guitar?
No, I didn't bring either. That's my raccoon coat I'm trying to get rid of.
What? How old is a raccoon coat?
About 15 years, I guess.
Did you buy it new, or...
It was slightly used when I got it.
You got it off
but
the radiator?
Just as good as new. Except on rainy days.
I see. Well,
and it's kind of gamey.
Well, all raccoon coats are. Of course, with this particular raccoon...
You don't see many raccoon coats, though. Them plaid caps are coming back. But I think raccoon coats could come back.
Well, raccoon coats will come back if an automobile named Le Marmon comes back.
Not only that, but, I mean, where are raccoons? They should come back first.
Where are the raccoons? That's a question that I think should be answered now.
If any of you people know where there are raccoons, or if you have raccoons...
Or if you are a raccoon grower. We'd certainly like to hear from you.
Or something. Right. No, it wasn't that good. Right to Raccoon Box 10.
All right. Now then, you're getting back to you, Tex. On this coat...
I think somebody ought to buy it from me. I'd like to get rid of it.
Well, how much do you want for it?
I'll take anything. Highest bidder gets it.
Well, what did you pay for it?
Well, that, of course, was back in bad days there.
That's right.
15 years ago. 1942. Uh-huh. I got a bid for 40 cents over there.
Well, I wouldn't sell it for 40 cents.
I would. I'll take it.
Okay. All right.
But well, if you sold it...
He's going to give you 40 cents worth of hydrus, because that's Alan Wood.
Oh, yeah. Well, then I'll keep it a while.
Okay.
He ain't going
to
do it.
Before no. Kane does it, let's give him adequate time to get to the microphone.
All right, sir. Oh, Betty the Brat, now she tried and she tried.
Now Kane does it, Kane does it, Kane does it.
She's found the best mayonnaise money can buy.
Kane does it, Kane does it, Kane does it.
Her meals had no zest, till with Kane she was blessed.
With smoothness and quality, husbands love best.
Now Betty the Bride serves her meals with such pride. Kane does it, Kane does it, Kane does it.
Thanks, Ken. Kane does it with your menu problems, too, friends. Remember, Kane's is a three-way mayonnaise. It's a blender, smooth and delicate, for delicious sauces and casseroles. And Kane does it as a dressing, too. It's a taste triumph for your favorite salads. With Kane's mayonnaise, you'll always get full flavor results for quick, easy-to-fix meals. Keep a jar of Kane's master-mixed mayonnaise handy for a really fine mealtime inspiration. Buy Kane's smooth, wholesome, delicious Master Mixed Mayonnaise, the best mayonnaise money can buy. C-A-I-N-S, Canes. It's your favorite grocer. I think.
Kane does it, Kane does it, Kane does it.
Now, I think after that little appetizer of music, we should have some more, don't you? I mean, that just whetted our appetite. We want to hear
more of that splendid
audience. More of the very same.
Tenneville with Mark and Boyd Hill.
Mockingbird Hill. Have you got a big fanfare for McGee, who returns to our program after so long today? So long.
Follow me, man. They went that way.
Friends.
Get your glasses. All right, go ahead.
McGee's has done it again.
That's McGee and Kane who are both done it now.
Kane did it, and now McGee's.
Everyone's doing it, folks. Let's face it. Everyone's doing the Big Apple.
McGee's, New England's largest kitchen equipment dealer, and incidentally, I saw one of their trucks in Nantasket yesterday.
Fine.
Has an opportunity for you to save $71 and own the famous Majestic gas heating and cooking range. The thermostat-controlled gas heating unit that keeps your room at the temperature you set and cooks magnificent meals at a fraction of the cost you'd expect.
Bob, you know, who did your dental work?
It's scientifically designed to give you more heat from less gas with its brand new ceramic heat intensifier.
Do you get that, folks? A ceramic heat intensifier.
And get this.
I don't.
Center simmer burners.
A center simmer burner with a ceramic heat
that
fabricator?
Right. That are guaranteed for life. Own this fabulous...
Certainly not mine.
Own this fabulous 269 unit for the spectacular off-season price of just $198. Oh. Now, this special purchase is possible because, once again,
McGee's bought out a famous manufacturer's entire stock.
What is McGee doing this all the time for? All the time, he's buying out huge stocks.
They did. Last week, they bought every Crosley refrigerator.
He kept Crosley in business for years.
And now,
Send me all you can make, he said.
Well, they bought out this entire stock in order to offer you...
Well, Karen...
They were thinking of you, Prince.
I'll keep your factory going for years, Mr. Crosley,
This is a saving of $71. Now, this sensational Majestic Range offer still carries McGee's famous service guarantee. You've heard of that, of course. Stop in at McGee's 50 Union Street near Faneuil Hall and Haymarket Square in Boston today. For the lowest credit terms in the city, ask about McGee's amazing no-interest plan. Or mail your order now by writing to McGee at 50 Union Street in Boston. We checked on it. McGee can read.
I remember that question that came up last week.
Yeah.
McGee can read.
That's right.
Very well.
Yeah. Or you can call Capital 79200.
He'll be glad to chat with you on the phone.
Capital 79200. Ask for McGee.
And tell him you want more information on the ceramic heat intensifier.
With the center simmer burner. Run right or phone to save $71 on a Majestic gas cooking and heating range by contacting McGee's now.
I think you did a very good job on that, Bob. And why don't you stand up so everybody around
can
hear
you?
All right, sit down.
Made me feel silly standing up.
Well, you should.
Ken and Carolyn look forward to having you as their daily guest.
Oh, you've done that. That's another
program.
Well,
that was another program.
Mm-hmm. All right.
We've done everything again.
Cop this one, I guess. We'll be silently... What time should we be off here?
Oh, another minute or so, I guess. We'll be back tomorrow at 1 o'clock with a full half hour of gay fun and interesting... No, it won't be so interesting, I guess.
Again, we want to thank everyone for staying with us on this uncertain 25-minute period.
I mean, we've skated on pretty thin ice here since 1:35, and our thanks go out to you for having skated with us.
Well, good afternoon, boys.
You're late.
What?
You're too late. We're all through.
Oh, all right.
I want to
tell you something real important, though.
Well, can you save it for tomorrow?
Well, yes, I suppose so. Can you let me have a fin, Bob?
This has been Matinee with Bob and Ray, music by Ken and Bill.
Ready to get work and hang by your thumbs. I'm sure you'll agree it's wilder. Much, much milder.